Just allow your eyes to close down now. And I'd like you to become aware of your breathing. Perhaps you can feel the coolness of your breath as it enters your mouth or nostrils. Maybe you'll notice your chest rising and falling in an easy and natural rhythm, expanding as you breathe in and contracting as you breathe out, in your own perfect natural rhythm, just breathing in and out, and allowing your entire awareness to just rest calmly right there on your breath. And begin to notice that as you allow your breath to become more and more relaxed, that it's a natural thing. You don't need to make any conscious effort to breathe. That's because your inner mind takes care of that breathing from the moment of your birth, throughout your entire life, for as long as you live. And just as your inner mind is the guardian of your breath and all of your bodily functions, it's also the creator of your dreams. It's the champion of your highest aspirations. It's always supporting you, protecting you, working towards your greatest good. And knowing this, you can relax into every breath you take. From this point onwards, you can allow your attention to simply rest on your breath. Rest and relax, knowing that the more you relax, the deeper down into comfort you go, and the deeper you go, the more you can relax, allowing your inner mind, with all of its awesome power, to become aware, to work on your behalf, to effortlessly understand and receive positive ideas, and allow those ideas to become a part of you for as long as they are of use. As you drift calmly and ever deeper into relaxation, I'm going to be talking to you about setting and achieving goals, as I know this is something you'd like to work on. Setting goals is important. Indeed, it's essential to achieving success. Goals help your life move in the direction that you want your life to go in, towards that dream life. And without goals, you will likely amble along in life with no real idea of exactly what you want. Setting goals can help to measure your progress and to keep you accountable. Goals are the first step towards planning for the future. They help you to focus your efforts, to stay on target. They're a powerful motivator because they provide a sense of purpose. When a goal becomes clear in your mind, you gain an improved understanding of the task at hand. And so the first thing you need to do is identify your goals. What do you like to dream about? Dreams can help you envision a better life for yourself. Maybe you dream about becoming a millionaire, living in a huge house, starting a successful business, traveling the world, starting a family, becoming healthier, or simply becoming more motivated. Dreams are as individual to you as your personality. And your dreams will help you to decide what your goals are. And your dreams can be as big as you like. The bigger your dreams, the more you can potentially achieve in life. And the most important part of achieving your goals is to make sure that those goals are emotionally desirable to you. Something you truly desire. I'm going to pause for a moment or two to let you think about your dreams. And I want you in this time to allow yourself to focus on one dream in particular. A dream that you would like to achieve, something you would like to come true. And in this moment, I want you to let those images, the thoughts, the desires, and the emotions, let them pass through your mind as you see your dreams in your mind. Accomplishing goals, it doesn't start in the physical world. It starts in your mind. When you visualize the outcome you desire, you feel empowered to accomplish anything. The daily practice of visualizing these dreams as already fulfilled, that can speed up your achievement of those dreams, the goals, the ambitions. So now, together, I'm going to help you to do a little visualization with your chosen dream. I want you to imagine that you're sitting down in a cinema. And you're all alone in this cinema. Perhaps you can smell the sweet smell of popcorn all around you. And you're seated in one of the new extra comfortable seats. It's so cozy. You can let your body really relax into the cushions of the chair. And as you become more comfortable in this chair, you notice how the lights around you start to fade. And a movie starts on the screen in front. It doesn't take long to realize that it's a film of you, with your dream already accomplished. Take a look at that movie. See as much detail as possible. Notice what you're wearing. See the expression on your face. Look at how you act now that your dream has come true. Look at the surroundings. Where are you in this movie? Can you hear any noises around you? Are there any other people around you? Perhaps they're looking at you admiringly. And finally, I want you to recreate any feelings you think you would be experiencing. Now, undoubtedly, you would feel an overwhelming amount of excitement. But you might also enjoy a sense of self-satisfaction at having achieved this. You experience feelings of pride and satisfaction. So I want you to imagine yourself standing up, getting out of that chair, and walking over to the screen that the movie's playing on. And as you get to the screen, you see a door. So you open that door, and you walk through the door and into the actual movie. Right now, you're actually inside of that film. And you can experience it all again. Only this time, looking out of your own eyes. This time, it's no longer a distant image. It's actually here. And it's happening all around you, to you. Everything in vivid detail. You can touch the objects all around you. Notice how they feel. You can hear all the sounds that you would hear. You can smell all the scents and the aromas that you would smell and experience the feelings that you would feel. It's amazing. Notice how everything is perfect. Everything just the way you imagined it would feel. And so finally, I want you to exit through the door you just came in through. And I want you to walk back to that comfortable seat again. Noticing how the film of you living that dream is still showing up on that screen. And as you sit back down in the chair, noticing how comfortable it feels again. The movie is still showing. And I want you to stretch out your arm and get hold of that screen. And you find that you can actually squish the screen down until it's the size of an individual chocolate. And now the movie is still playing on this tiny screen. And you suddenly get a desire to eat it, just like a miniature chocolate. And as you crunch up that screen and you swallow it, each tiny piece contains that full picture of you living your dream. Imagine all these tiny little screens traveling down your throat now, down into your stomach, being dispersed all the way through your entire bloodstream into every cell of your body. Imagine that every cell of your body is lit up with that movie of you living that dream. Every cell of your body now knows what it feels like to have realized that dream. And every cell is now committed, dedicated to helping you achieve it. And now each and every day, I want you to visualize that dream. Being able to visualize the dream or your goal is the biggest motivation to achieving it. You now think and behave as though you've already achieved it. How amazing it feels to have this thing that you've desired for so long. And feel how that success affects every part of your life. And as you imagine that dream, your actions begin to align with what you want to accomplish. And everything else begins to fall into place. Visualization. It activates the creative powers of your inner mind, inspiring it to work even harder at creating results. And you may also become aware of new levels of motivation. You might find yourself doing things that normally you might avoid, but that will now take you closer to that goal. Another activity you may find yourself doing is writing down those goals on paper. Every day, breaking down the big goals into smaller, achievable steps. And the continuous act of writing down these goals has actually been proven to make you more likely to achieve them. It helps you to focus even more on what you want to bring into your life. As you write these goals down, they become real, tangible, and you can clearly see which ones stand out. And so you make them your priority. And I want you to make sure that you have some visual reminders all around you in your everyday life. Perhaps you might create a vision board of how you would like your life to look. Perhaps you could make a screensaver on your laptop or phone, maybe a photo of the dream. So that every time you use the computer or the phone, you may be reminded of what you're working towards. As an example, if you would like to lose some weight, you may place a photo of a person in the size or shape that you admire, maybe on a fridge door, to promote you to eat healthy food when you open that door. This visual cue helps your brain to focus on what you want to achieve. And when you're focused, you start taking steps towards the goal. So now you've identified and visualized your dream. You're going to think about how you can achieve it. Break down all the ways to achieve that dream into smaller, more manageable chunks. And these smaller steps, they're going to move you towards that dream. You're using these small steps. And these goals will help you to chart a course towards that extraordinary life that you deserve. Your goals may be something tangible and concrete. They're the things that you intend to achieve. So these goals, they need to be specific, because you can only hit a target accurately if you can see it clearly. And the clearer and more precise that you define these goals, the better your chance of hitting them is. As another example, I don't want you to say to yourself that you would just like to lose weight. You need to get specific. I want you to imagine how much weight you might like to lose. Otherwise, even losing just 1 pound would mean that you'd achieved a goal. Think about the steps that you will have to take to achieve whatever it is that goal is. There is no magic wand. Achieving goal takes effort, determination, and resilience. And the more difficult, the more valued that goal is, the more intense your efforts will be in order to achieve it. And the more success you will experience. Sometimes these small steps may not be instantly visible, especially if the goal itself is more challenging. But trust right now that your inner mind is working on it, and it will start to generate some creative ideas to help you achieve that goal. And when you align your emotions with attaining goals, you will activate your brain's ability to focus on whatever means the most to you. And when you've set yourself a very specific goal, you need to give it a deadline, a definite date that you want to achieve this goal, as this gives you a way to measure that progress. If the deadline is looming and you haven't achieved the goal yet, this may give you the motivation to spur yourself on faster with the knowledge that this finishing point is within your grasp. And you also hold yourself accountable because you understand that you are the person in control of your life. You take the responsibility for the decisions that got you where you are today. If you make mistakes, that's okay. You learn from them. They become feedback, not failure. Feedback helps you to try a different way. Because you're determined. You keep trying until you become successful. You know that you can do it. You can reach that full potential. You might even want to tell someone else about these goals, so that they can help you or hold you accountable. When you're accountable to someone else, it gives you that momentum. The momentum you need to push forward. So try and find someone who may inspire you to stop just talking about achieving goals. Someone that will actually challenge you to take action and achieve those goals. You are an incredible person. Someone who's decided to take steps to do something meaningful, something worthwhile. So be kind to yourself along the journey and allow yourself some little breaks. Forgive yourself if you make mistakes. If you don't hit an objective, it's okay. Set another one. Get back to work. Keep trying until you get it right. You can do it. The people who succeed in achieving their goals are the ones who don't give up. You know the path to success will not always be an easy one, not always a carefree ride. Because anything of value, it requires work and persistence. But you also know how worthwhile it feels. And your ability to overcome any challenges that you face along the way makes accomplishing these goals all that sweeter. And the main reason we often do challenging things in life is to gain some kind of reward. So make sure that you celebrate each and every small victory of yours. You don't need to wait until the end of the goal to reward yourself. Shower yourself with praise. You're amazing and you did it. You're now one step closer to that dream. And notice how it motivates you to continue your journey, to keep going. And as you reward yourself for each small achievement, it feels as though your mind becomes addicted to self-praise. It wants more because it feels so good. So your brain keeps on trying harder and harder so that you reach more milestones and that you reward yourself with even more praise. You may even start to fall in love with the process of changing into the person who you really want to be. Your mindset becomes transformed. You're grateful for everything in life and everything you've achieved so far. And the only barriers to achieving one's goals are often the self-limits people set for themselves. So let go of those self-limiting beliefs. Any excuses, any stories, any procrastination. Just know that your goals are right there within your reach. Deep down inside, you know you can overcome those barriers, because you're actively willing to make those goals a reality, to steer yourself on the path to the life you've always wanted. From this moment forward, you make a concerted effort to achieve your goals. Your mind is focused, clear on what you want to achieve. And every day, your determination, your motivation to realize those goals becomes stronger and stronger. And each step that you take in relation to what you truly desire is another step closer. So allow these ideas to sink deeply into your inner mind and get stronger day by day. As I simply count the numbers from 1 to 5 now, and at the count of 5, you can once again open those eyes and be fully alert and refreshed and ready to achieve those goals. So let's start with 1, 2, 3, coming slowly back, 4, your goals firmly in place in your mind. And 5, wide awake, alert, refreshed, open those eyes, ready to take that first important step towards achieving your goals.